Aleishu Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Ein, the second chapter. The first chapter was devoted to essentially the importance of the individual. The second chapter continues in that vein. Lo yirak chashivus elagam gadlus yesh lechol adam. It's not only supreme importance that every individual possesses, but also a concept known as gadlus, greatness. Nisbonina baze may gadlus. The purpose of this chapter is to ascertain what this concept means, gadlus. Es godlecha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, zoy midas tuvecha, it connotes Hashem's goodness, v'chein yomer v'ata yigdal nakoach Hashem. Rashi proves it from some other pasuk. Godlecha refers to goodness. Midas chasdo yisborach shafas bli ma'atzoir, his chesed pours without any obstacles, mechoinenes tzadikim urshaim b'matas chinam, and bestows upon both tzadikim and reshaim as a matanas chinam, unearned, zoi godloi. Hare hashpa'a bili ikuvu ma'atzor hi gadlus. Gadlus can be defined, at least partially, as a flow, a bestowal, without any holding back. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Shir mizmor livnei koirach, godoil Hashem umhulal me'oid, be'ir elokeinu har kodshei. So Hashem is great in Yerushalayim. The Midrash asks, "Ve'elokeinu ene gadol ela be'iroi levad?" Is it limiting Hashem that is only gadol in Yerushalayim, like the pasuk seems to say, "Gadol Hashem be'ir elokeinu"? Answers the Midrash, "Ela amaru bnei Korach, gadol Hashem b'ma she'asa be'iroi v'mikdashei." Hashem's greatness is reflected most in what He did specifically in His city. V'chein omer, similarly, this is another pasuk in Tehillim Tzadites, Hashem betzioin gadol. He's great in Tzion, v'remol kol ha'amim. Lo'imar be'iro asaken ba'amim l'kol sheken, the same idea is conveyed. What he did in his city is great, and certainly applies elsewhere as well. V'chein ha'kasuv omer, ki hinei bo'ir asher nikra shemi oleha, in that city that my name is called upon, meaning Yerushalayim, onoichim mechel ha'ra, the evil begin there, says Hashem, v'atem hinaket tinaku, hevei be'ir elokeinu. That's the meaning of that. The author will now explain all of this. Gadoil Hashem emashasa b'irov mikdash. Hashem is described as Gadoil specifically in what He did in His city and base of Mikdash. Asheloi Allah al da'as adorav. It is inconceivable to that generation of Yirmiyah, the generation of the destruction. Ki itachem Hashem yachariv heichaloi. That Hashem will allow His heichal to be destroyed. It is inconceivable. That led to their confidence. V'hu yizborach silek shechinasoi, Hashem did remove His presence. Lo'i atzra ba'adoi ahavasoi l'Yisrael. His love for the Jewish people did not hold Him back. V'lo ikivu rachamav im olamo ha'shamem u'me'one. His rachamim also did not hold Him back. His rachamim towards His desolate world. Bilakach me'minu beis tifartoi. When this edifice was removed. So once again, hare ha'is'alus me'al ahavasoi. Rising above His love, v'amitusoi, rising above His compassion and being truthful, b'li ikuv u'ma'atzor, without any holding back, just applying the truth, gam hi gadlus, that too is gadlus. Those are two sources. Mize anu lomdim, we can derive from the two sources, ki gadlus nikes his'alus v'hashpa'a b'li ikuvim u'mniois. Gadlus is a reference to either growth or bestowal, without any obstacles and holding back. Okay, there's an interesting footnote. Let's just read the brackets first. Hisalus means milemata lemala. When you speak about from the bottom up, as in the growth of a person, if it happens without any ikuvim, without allowing oneself to be held back by anything, that would be called gadlus. And hashpa is from Hashem's perspective, when He pours from milemala lemata. Just in the footnote, al derech zoi, it's in this vein, matzinu bechama mekomes tziruf shel gdula u'kdusha. We find in a number of places the combination of these two midos, gdula u'kdusha. For example, Beis HaMikdash we refer to as habayis hagadoil v'hakadoish. Shayis alus me'al ha'chumriyus, rising again above chumriyus al yedei ha'korbonois, mevi al yedei kdusha. That brings on to kdusha. Or on Shabbos, ki yoim ze godoil v'kadoish u'lefanecha. Sheis'alus me'al avodas, rising above the mundane activity, as Chazal say, kol melachtecha kilu asuya, once you come to Shabbos, as if everything is done, that brings, mevi'al yedei kedusha. Neis, we say about Hashem, Ulecha Asis Hashem Gadoil Vekadoish Bolam Erech. Again, the combination, Gadoil Vekadoish. Sha'ashpa'asois Borach She'natev Oitzir Ba'adah. When Hashem bestows in that way, without any holding back, without any obstacles, then nature doesn't, cannot prevent it. Mevi'al Yidei Kiddush Hashem Ba'olam. Brings to, again, Kiddusha. V'chena Geula, Yiveizgadilti V'izgadishti. The Pasuk in Yechezkel upon which the Kaddish is based, Yizgadal V'izgadash. That combination is based on the ideas that we're learning over here. So back to the text. V'hinei lomadnu b'mareches das atzmeinu. We learned in that set of essays, the previous one. Ki kol adam nichoin b'mida achas mushlemes. Every person is given one virtually perfect mida ashebah u'bivchinas tzadik mamash, where he has the level of a tzaddik. He has one midah which is really perfect. This is above on daf kuf mem vav, if you want to look at it again. Kuf mem vav. Keitzad anu makirim midah zei. How does one recognize this midah? One way is as follows. Keshanu mavchinim b'midah tov achas. When we notice one positive midah, she'afilu b'sech keshayim ve'ikuvim, he poiles his pulasav. It has this characteristic of gadlus. Even in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of obstacles, in the midst of holding back, nonetheless, this midah is persistent as motzanes amidah mushlemes shebanu. That's one way to discover that one perfect midah within ourselves, v'sagadlus asher boreis v'ach he'enik lanu. And that greatness, that aspect of greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to every individual. Examples. Bir'oisenu etzel yelid shutamit ome emes. When we see by a child that he always says the truth, v'afilu b'yodoi ki ya'anishu, even when he knows that he'll suffer the consequences when he admits a certain misdeed, eino nirta. There's a topographical error there. Eino nirta umode. It doesn't hold him back. It does not recoil from that. He acknowledges it. Neida ki ha'emes imenas chalko sheledze. We know that that's his portion. Mitzad amitusoi hino yad legadlus. From the perspective of truthfulness, he's destined for gadlus. Second example, Bir'isenu Adam mis'aneig keshi'ale bedeleite gemishu. When we see a person delighting, when he manages to bestow goodness on someone, to do some chesed, ve'afilu toch keshayim rabim, even in the midst of great difficulty, hu goymel chesed, he insists on chesed, lefanenu Adam gadol b'chesed. So here's the midah of gdula, which again is to rise above all obstacles, all difficulties, and to continue to bestow. Third example, Tamid Chacham Halemet Torah Mitoch Hadachak. The Tamid Chacham who studies in pressing circumstances out of difficulty. V'chol asher yerbu nisyonos eino mafsik girsasei. No matter how many nisyonos he is faced with, he does not cease his learning. Hu gadol b'Torah. That's called gadol b'Torah. Not necessarily the extent of his knowledge. Gadol, as we learn over here, to go beyond without allowing any obstacles to hold one back. The ulam, however, this is a different point. Beikar besech limud haTorah. In particular, in the concept of limud haTorah atzmo, yeshna bechina shel gadlus. There's an aspect of gadlus. Beyoder letaretz kushiyos chamoros. When a person accomplishes and manages to resolve difficult sections of the Gemara, ulefanech sugiyos amukois, to delve into deep sugiyos, to decipher them. Asher bechoyach sichloi hachazak hu yodeh lis alois me'al hakushiyos. Once again, this idea. Through his powerful mind, he knows how to rise above the kushiyos. Ve'limtzo be'unachoyin, and to find the correct explanation, zeis hi gadlus. Parenthetically, zechorim lanu bazeh divrei ha'tosfos in kezubois daf samech gimel. That we mention a number of times. It comes up again many times in both volumes of Alei Shur. What Tosfos says there about the interaction between Rabbi Akiva and his father-in-law, Kalba Savua, says, the derechu behilech lilmot Torah shenasa adam gadol. It's natural. This is the way you expect that a person is going to learn Torah, that he'll become an Adam gadol. Etzem limud Torah, the very concept of learning, hu ma'alach shel hisalus. The whole process of learning Torah is a process of growth. Bolomdim liisgaber al keshayim v'nisyones. Within which a person learns to overcome difficulties, challenges, that stand on the path of a person who aspires to reach Kedusha. So again, it's this idea of Gadlus, above difficulties, beyond the challenges to continue and to rise above these things. Kol ha'avuda peratis shenachnu bevorah ata. The individual work that we are in the midst of expanding, avuda gedeilahi, Leiloke Yisroel. There's a great avoda, but now we focus on Gdeila, this idea. Ki kula halicha mitikun letikun mimadaga lemadaga. The whole process is one of going from one step to the next, to rise above the challenges of this level to the next level. Anu nigashim mezras Hashem leviur tikun arbas yesodes. What you're going to do from the next chapter onwards is to explain a process of improvement. We already explained in the previous ma'aracha, Das Atzmeinu, ki kol echad mem lemalem mishneu, that these arbas yesodes, these four fundamentals, are also aligned one above the other. Hachel misod ha'afar v'atzod ha'esh, starting from the concept of afar, which we will see in the third chapter, all the way to sod ha'esh, aliyah migasus ledakus, growth from the more coarse level to a more subtle level, mitnitiya gufanis lintiya ruchanis, from physical tendencies to more spiritual tendencies. Even though it appears that the first step is the most difficult, again, gadlus in the sense of rising above the concept of afar, which again is defined in the next chapter, certainly as things become more and more subtle, they do require greater hisgabrus, even though it seems initially that the first step is the most difficult. But as one goes, one has to rise above more subtle challenges, and they certainly require this idea of gadlus. Adkan.